Good evening, and welcome to this week's Politically Incorrect with your host, Andrew Schechter. This week's topic is Surviving the New Economy, Predictions for the Next 2 Years, brought to you by EternalAffairsMedia.com, also known as EA Truth Media. Your host tonight is myself, Andrew Schechter, author of Darkwater, Game Over, and other titles, and two-time delegate for Donald Trump to the Republican National Convention. Please help us with a donation at donate.eamedia.online or by buying some bling at store.eamedia.online. Help keep the truth online. Once again, we have our opening prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray for a productive year coming up. That our selves, our friends, our families will all make it through and learn to cope with situations that arise. We pray you give us the strength and power to overcome our adversaries and overcome all the issues that surround us. May you lift us and lift our spirits above all that earthly evil and deceit. Pray these things in your heavenly, glorious name, O Lord. Amen. And we have an one-time donations again in January. Alicia, Reverend Dave, Rudy, Andy, Lisa, Marcy, and Rena. Premium signups of Patty, Linda, David K., and patrons of Anne. Also, everybody should be sure to pass along this great podcast. Let your friends know. Pass it on social media. Make the world aware that we are here supporting them. And if my microphone should stumble or sound worse than previous, let me know. It's a new microphone. And Podbean is not known for showing a true level. So hopefully everybody can hear me. So I know a couple of you out there make comments, so if it's not good, let me know right away. So some good news today, and then we'll get on to the topics at hand, but these are related too. They dumped the mandates. Have you heard that? Fans sound fantastic. Yeah, for some reason, Joanne, thanks for the mic check. You can't tell by the control on this thing. I've got to find a better VU meter for this thing. Appreciate it. Yeah, OSHA overstepped their bounds. Didn't I say that? When did I say that? I said that in November. I said that in December, 1st of January. Now it's proven. 6-3, they overstepped their bounds. God bless the Supreme Court. And not only that, Biden's been challenged by Manchin and what's her name? That one is with the stupid name. I can't remember her name. Help me out here, anybody. Another Democrat that decided that they're not going to support the illegal voting mandates that Joe Biden wants to put in. Good news, really good news. So things are looking up. Why are they looking up? Well, you know, there's a lot of things coming our way. And I felt real good. Went out to my first meeting running for Congress. Group of over almost 200 members of the We the People group. Great group. Wonderful people. And I went up, not knowing what to expect, because we have a rhino in the Congress, 9th Congressional District. And, but he's a family man. He's a good Christian. Just doesn't do crap for us. The biggest thing is he doesn't tell us what's going on. And he stands up for the wrong things. He doesn't listen to the other parties. He doesn't listen to other sides. He doesn't debate. I know he's only been in there, 3 years, I guess. Yeah, it's rough. It's a rough job. I mean, I've never been into Congress. I'm running for it, but I've never been in it. But I've been there, and I've watched it. Tough job. You know, even the bad ones have a lot of work cut out for them. We need to change. And when I got in front of those 200 plus people that I had no clue, only a few of them I knew, some from my community, some not. And I got up there and started dancing around, jumping up and down, shouting. Felt like either a dime store preacher or Donald Trump, one or the other. And they ate it up. At the end, not a soul asked a single question. I thought either I flopped or I answered all the questions. But at the end of that meeting, they all bought my book, Dark Water Game Over, the conspiracy book about the Bulgarian whistleblower who predicted what's going on today and what's going to happen in the future. Bought every copy I had. Bought every copy I had of that book. Had a standing ovation. I had him involved, too. I was shouting and screaming. Hey, how's it going? Shouting and screaming. I am standing up. Made them answer some questions, some serious, honest questions about themselves and about the way they believe and what the way they feel. I didn't know if it was going to be good or bad. Very first thing, when I got up there, I said, look, I'm a member of the Republican Party. I'm a member of the Republican Committee. Let me make no doubt in your mind about this. I am not a Republican. And thank you, Eric. So why? And they looked at me, and in fact, one of the gals, a real nice woman running for state representative, our state representative retired after many, many years, one most wonderful human being on the planet, second to Donald Trump. And only two people are running against him so far, or running again for that position so far. And this one woman got all the questions asked at the end. Had a good speech. Wonderful person, wonderful human being. I didn't get any questions asked. I was shocked. I can't say I left depressed. I left with a pocket full of cash from the book sales, which was nice. When I got home, I was pleasantly surprised when I got my email for the night. Within an hour of that meeting, my bank account was loaded with donations. That was really cool. See, that speaks louder. That speaks louder than questions or cheers or anything else. And the person running that came and said that he heard of some great reviews from people that were there. They were pleasantly surprised. And that gave me not just confidence in myself, but confidence in our future. Because here is an incumbent member of the Congress that people smiled and cheered and voted for. And I got a room full of 200 random people just saying, no, enough. We want the right kind of change. We want somebody that's up there that will shout and scream, that will stomp on the opposition and will also raise that carrot. Because you get far more rabbits with carrots than with sticks. Like I said at the beginning, for those who came in late, you know, we got two great positive things today. We got the mandate through OSHA turned over, other than for federal health workers. And we got the real bite by Manchin and, God, I can't remember her name, Kelsey Keelis, I don't know. Forget her name. I can't remember it. God knows I should remember that name. I've got my own brain dead. Going up against Biden. going up against Biden and his illegal voting requisitions. So things are looking up. And, you know, prices are going up. And I've learned a few things, folks. You can take my tips. Because you can survive. We can all survive. You know, we waste. We waste so much money. We waste so much food. We waste so much fuel. So rather than complain about inflation, let's try to deflate by buying less and by using less. You know, I went in and I started this years ago. You know, I've been very frugal myself. But I've become more frugal. You know, instead of having a steak for dinner, you can get some ground meat, or you can get strip steak, some sliced steak, like a sandwich steak. And you can put that in with some rice, maybe some noodles. And you got a meal. You know, instead of spending $25 or $50 on two steaks, you spend $10 on some steak and some rice. I took a can of tomato soup the other day. And I loaded rice into it. I loaded some noodles into it. Loaded some chunks of beef into it. And for $6, I had dinner for 2 days. Much less waste, too. We can do it, folks. And it's not going to be as bad as they make it out to be, because as inflation rises, so too will wages, so too will tips for those who get it, job opportunities. It's going to go up. It's not going to be great. Steak is overrated. My daughter says steak is overrated. Too much chewing. That's why I say very thin steaks, like the steak sandwich steak, throw it in with some rice. You know, I walk to get the paper every day. I got a perfectly useful car. I've learned by having a really crappy car. I had one of the worst cars. You know, I don't usually go against any manufacturer. I don't knock anybody. But Chevrolet doesn't sponsor my podcast. So I want to tell you right now, the absolute worst automobile I've ever ridden in, I've ever driven, I've ever owned, is a Chevy Equinox. Yeah, filet mignon is different. Absolutely. I love filet mignon. But you can afford that. You know, I walk a mile each way during my lunch break to get my newspaper. That's almost 600 miles a year. Saves on wear and tear, saves on gas and the expense. Boost your legs, boost your feet. Let's get out and get doing some stuff. You know, one of the greatest things you can do is get out and help some politicians out there, some people that are not politicians that are running for political office. We need your help. You know, in Pennsylvania, for me to run for the help for the U.S. Senate, or the U.S. House and the Congress, I need 1,000 good signatures on a petition to get on the ballot. If you're not getting on the ballot, it's useless. There's no point in running. And I told this group last night, I said, you know what? There's 150, almost 200 of you here. If each one of you goes out and gets 10 signatures for me, there's my signatures to get on the ballot. All from one meeting. You, your friends, we can make a difference. We can go out there. We can go out there and help these people. We can help the pizza delivery guy that wants to run for Congress, or the lady down the street, or the guy down the street that wants to run for commissioner or wants to run for council. You want change? You know how you get change? You get change by going out and making that change. And that's what I'm looking at this year. I'm asking everyone to go out and help someone. Help someone get their signatures. Help someone get their votes. Find someone that you like that's a true patriot, that's a true Christian. Someone who has our Constitution and our laws, the laws of the founders, at their heart. They're out there. Most of them won't get in there, though. Yeah, you have to know the person. That's the most important thing. You have to know their history. There's a lot of, you know, there are a lot of people out there, and it's true. There was a comment made. I'm not going to repeat it, but you don't know who that person is. You have to know that person. You have to meet that person. You have to understand them. You have to do background checks on them. And that's a lot of that's done by the media. You know, they go out and they'll cut anybody up that's running for office. When I was running for town council, they were cutting me down. They couldn't find any skeletons in my closet. Yeah, you don't have to trust the media. But the media, yeah, one thing about the media, and I will make, there's a comment about if you trust the media. Yeah, I agree 100%. You know, you never want to trust the media. But the great thing about the media is if you're a conservative in particular, if you're religious, if you have any sense of morality, they will try to destroy you. And the ones they try to destroy, they're the ones you want to vote for. Because they're the people that care. The people that go out there, go look for the people that go out and actually do things. The people that go out, walk the streets, are willing to meet with the people and shake some hands and actually tell you what they're going to do. And yeah, you're absolutely right there too. That was the thing, and you probably missed it when I came on board. And I said, when I got up at my meeting last night, first meeting of the election cycle, I told them the first thing I said was, I'm a member of the Republican Party, but I'm not a Republican. At the end, this woman that was running for the House, she looked at me, she says, you know, I would never have said that. I said, you got to say that. That's what makes you different than everyone else. And that's why the guy that's in there right now in our Congress, in the 9th Congressional District, nicest person you'd meet, religious, friendly, shakes a lot of hands, kisses the babies. Well, not during COVID, I guess. Darn thing in the Congress. Doesn't stand up and shout. You know, the big thing that you have to realize is that if you have a member of Congress, you have a commissioner, a town council member, they should be telling you not just the good things, but the bad things. They should say, look, we tried, but you know, 6-3, we screwed up. You know, and that's the big thing. And we need to stand up for our rights, though. This is the future coming up. We need to stand up for our economy. That whole show is about the economic situation. So the dollar is going to be degraded. The dollar's been degraded because we've thrown too many dollars out in circulation. And you know, I'm sorry, but that's, you know, in World War II, the Germans threw money out of planes. You know, they threw money out of planes to destabilize the economy in Great Britain. And I don't know why we would throw money at an economy to destroy it just because we decided to shut the economy. That is stupid. But you'll see other things come up. You're going to see the interest rates coming back up to stabilize the economy. Cryptocurrency is going to go down for a while. The things to watch out for is watch out for money circulation. It's a cash business time. Right now is a cash business time. Control. I don't know how to block them. That's a good question. Good question. Yeah, look at this. Speaker. Oh, wow. I'm going to have to figure that one out. Here we go. Unlocked. That seemed to work. We'll see what happens. All right. If anybody sees anything else coming, I can't always watch the comments screen. We're getting some kind of nasty comments. I apologize for that. And you always get them in your podcast. I haven't got too often. I'm pretty lucky, I guess. And got it. Thank you, Eric. So I'm going to keep an eye on the screen here. If you see anything, let me know. Yeah, it's just a creep that's coming in. Any creeps are going to throw out. I don't need creeps in my podcast, and they don't appreciate it. I mean, we're talking some serious stuff here. There's no time for joking here, and there's no time for going after color or going after creed or religion. We're all in this together, folks. We need to band together and help each other. We can't be going after each other. We really don't need that. All right. Thank you, Eric. Anyway, get back on topic. The future of our economy. This year is going to be a bit rough. I'll tell you right now. If you didn't buy a car or you need a car, you're pretty much screwed because they're just out. And it has nothing to do with the chips. They're saying it does. It really doesn't. I mean, cars use a lot of chips, but it has to do more with the supply chain for these products, and they're being made, and we just can't get what we need. And that goes for cell phones too. You know, I'll give you a warning here. If you haven't been told by your cell phone company, if you're an old timer like me, that's something you might need to buy. Because actually, what I didn't know, I have some older phones and they work really, really well. But I didn't know that they actually use, they're 4G phones, but they use 3G for voice. So a lot of the older phones that are more than 3 years old use 3G for voice. I never knew that. So I finally got a notice from my company saying, you're not going to have any phone service in a couple of weeks. I'm like, serious? So now I got to buy some new phones. Looking at one of those dual SIM phones, that's kind of neat. But anyway, neither here nor there for the future of the economy. But the point is that there are things that are going to cost more that you should wait on. Things like cell phones, like automobiles. If you can wait, good time to wait. Good time to conserve. You know, and the big thing is when you conserve, you're essentially boycotting an industry that's overpriced. Now, I mean, I have my weaknesses too. You know, I will pay $50 for a pound of bacon if I have to. I mean, just don't even go there. And don't tell the bacon companies that I would do that. But, that's just something I could do for, $100. Wait, how long? How long before the recovery? I think we're going to have 1 year of issues. I think that as you see 2022 elections come up, I think it's going to be very positive in 2022. And as we approach it, I think you're going to see a lot of the middle of the road coming back and going after the far left, realizing what's going on. And I think you're going to see things improve. It's going to be a rough few months. But like I said, all you need to do is avoid certain things. If you look at it, there's supply shortages on certain items. There's monetary issues and banking issues. But again, I'm thinking it's going to be 1 year and then a recovery after that, particularly if 2022 goes well. And we'll know. Yeah, we'll know exactly in November, exactly. And I'm seeing what's happening. I'm seeing even the moderates and the Democrats are getting really aggravated at what's going on. So this year will be very critical. But having seen what I saw down on the campaign trail, I'm very pleasantly surprised. And people are willing to listen, which they weren't before, even when Trump was in there, but just when they were deciding, oh, Trump's no good. Well, suddenly they realized, guess what? Trump's the best damn thing we had in the history of the United States of America, second only to George Washington. And that's only because he was the first president. And they're starting to realize, look what we've got now. My goodness. Yeah, sooner November hits, the better. Absolutely. So we keep our chins up. We're going to try to take a positive attitude. What I'm going to do in the next few podcasts is look at the positive aspects of what's going on, the things that we're winning in the White House. the things that were winning in the economy and the government, the things that were winning in procedures and protocol. And make no mistake about it, I'm not the most popular person in the party, but I, you know, in the Republican Party, because I don't go just Republican, I go, or just conservative, I look at the issues. You know, the voice of reason is my motto for my campaign. And, you know, the science and reason and rationality. And if you look at that and put it together in the right context, we all agree on a lot of the same things. You know, we're all looking to survive and have a good life and, you know, have peace and tranquility in the world. Even the ones you don't think want that. We really all want the same thing. We don't want to get sick and die. We don't want to get shot on the streets. But I'll be not going to give my guns up either. So we have to sit and talk about how to make things work. And I think you're going to see a lot of that coming down the road. And I'm hoping to get some more feedback and some more individuals involved in this topic. And maybe I'll do some interviews to be able to present that as well. Yeah, I said no two-party. That's why I said I'm not a Republican. Exactly. Two-party is a problem, you know, but we're stuck with it right now. So you've got to make it very vocal if you're running for an office that you don't represent the party, you represent the people. And that's our big issue right now. So as the carriage turns into a pumpkin, we're going to be closing the podcast down. I'd like to ask everyone who appreciates the podcast, and there's going to be more coming out as the year goes progresses every Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern time. We almost didn't have a podcast tonight. I crashed my hard drive. Unfortunately, I had a backup. That's a good thing. I make backups. I just restored that backup just in time for the show. So very lucky. I don't know how I would cancel a show if I couldn't get into on the computer to cancel it. But we made it with God's will, God's blessing. You know, this is God's mission. God's mission, not just for my podcast, but for us and for everybody who follows that cause and that path. And may everyone be blessed who's willing to go and help the cause, help bring people into the fold, bring good people into government. If you like the show, give me some hearts and some stars and flowers and smiles and whatever else you can do on Podbean. And if there will also have a donate site, if you have any, you know, $1, $2, $5 at donate.eamedia.online. These shows do cost us money, so it's not free, and usually comes out of my pocket or by the folks that run the Podbean podcasts, good old Podbean doesn't do things for free. So we appreciate anything, though. If you just smile and pass on, bring more people here. This is just wonderful. And thanks a lot. Yeah, I appreciate the compliment. We're going to get better and better every day. As the elections come up, state by state, we're going to look at some of the challenges and help to present some of the issues and some of the snakes in the grass. There's a lot of them out there. We'll help to present them as well. So without further ado, God bless every one of you. God bless your families and your friends. And thank you, Eric. Thank you, Shannon. Love all of you. We'll see you again next Thursday. Please bring some friends along. The more, the merrier. Bring them all along. Bring everybody. We need you. We need you on the podcast. Love you all. And a lot of good things going on. Keep the chins up. And let's make a change for our government, for our friends, and for us all. See you all next week, and God bless every one of you. Good night, everyone. We'll see you next week. Same time, same podcast on Podbean.